Hello, everyone. We are beginning a new series in our morning devotionals. And for the next few weeks, we will be going through the book of Ephesians. And in the book of Ephesians, the overarching theme that the Apostle Paul talks about is who we are in light of what God has done for us through Christ, and then how we can live that out as his children. So who we are in Christ, and how we live that out. I really think that this devotional series through Ephesians will be a very blessing and encouraging time because a lot of it will be reminders of the fundamentals of who we are and what we are called to do as followers of Christ. So with that being said, today's passage comes from Ephesians chapter 1, and we will be reading the first 10 verses. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And I'll read that for us. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Amen. The first thing that I noticed when I read through this passage is how long the sentences felt, because there are so many commas. And actually, in the original Greek that Paul wrote this letter in, verses 3 through 14, today we only read through verse 10, but in verses 3 through 14, this is actually one long sentence in the original Greek. It's split up into multiple sentences in the English translation, but Paul actually just wrote one long sentence. And the reason for this, I think, is because this first section is the foundation of the rest of this letter to the Ephesians, kind of like a thesis statement. Not only is this the foundation of the letter to the Ephesians, but also this is the foundation of the Christian faith as a whole. So what is this foundation? Let's unpack this together. Starting in verse 3, Paul says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Paul says that Christ blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And there might be some people that think, dang, I wish God blessed me instead with something more tangible than spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Maybe something like a physical blessing in the worldly places, so that I could at least see and touch these blessings that God gives me. But actually, this is God's way of telling us that the kind of blessings that he gives us is infinitely better than physical worldly ones. They are blessings that are secure in heaven. They're in the heavenly places. And there is absolutely no chance that they can be taken away or damaged or destroyed. Unlike physical worldly blessings, spiritual heavenly blessings are sure. Verses 4 and 5 then talk about what these blessings are. Verse 4 says that God chose to bless us before the foundation of the world, before we even existed, and also that we should be holy and blameless before him. Then in verse 5, we see a direct answer of what this spiritual blessing we've been talking about actually is. Paul says, "He," meaning God, predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. This is the centerpiece of the passage and of the letter of the Ephesians and of the Christian faith. We have been adopted into the family of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I was trying to think of how to best unpack this passage, but I felt moved to just allow this scripture to speak for itself. Let me just read through the rest of this passage again, starting from verse 5. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Amen. I think Paul put it perfectly. This is the gospel. This is the culmination of God's plan for humanity that was once hidden in the Old Testament, but is now explicitly revealed in and through Jesus, the uniter of all things. As I was praying through this passage, God really moved my heart in this firm reminder of this awesome, amazing gift of the gospel. And I hope that sometime today, whether right now or maybe sometime later, that we could read through and meditate on this passage. It's a very simple yet intricate explanation of the gospel message, and I hope that the Holy Spirit stirs our hearts today with this reminder of God's amazing gift. Let me pray for us. Dear Lord, we thank you for this reminder of your amazing gift to us. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus, we, a wretched and rebellious people, we are able to be called your sons and your daughters simply through our faith in Christ. Lord, may this gospel message stir us today. May it move us to our knees in worship. May it change and define every aspect of our lives, our actions, our habits, our lifestyle. May our whole lives display the wonder of the spiritual blessings in Christ that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.